Okay, in this lesson, I'm gonna provide the 30-day medium roadmap. So this roadmap is designed to get you in motion. We're gonna take everything that we've learned so far and we're gonna construct it in a way that's going to have you implementing the information and getting you out of your head and onto your page and actually writing articles, publishing them on Medium and getting on the road to building an audience and making an income. But before we get into the section where I describe what you're going to be doing on a 30-day roadmap, it's important to remember that no matter what I tell you, you're going to have to be the one to implement this information. So remember why you got into the course in the first place. Remember that you're doing this because you have a dream. And you're not going to be able to do your dream no matter how much guidance you have if you don't put in a little bit of effort. So let's talk about what to do with the roadmap now that we've given you that little motivational pep talk beforehand. So this roadmap is an idea that I came up with, and I came up with the idea based on what would some of the things that I would be doing right now if I had to start all the way over, if I was a brand new writer on Medium, what would I be doing, right? So I've given you all these tools and now we're gonna put them together into a roadmap that you can use to be successful. Now, this roadmap starts after the point where you've done all of the pre-work. So what are some of the things that you do for the pre-work? You're going through and you watched all the videos to get a better understanding of Medium and all the terms from curation to publications to tags to everything that we've talked about earlier. You've done all of the audience research, and even if you're someone who feels like they have a little bit of experience already, it's still important for you to go back and do the audience research. You've watched the videos that I've talked about that have different writing lessons. You've gone through the lessons that teach you about what headlines are. You've gone through the lessons about the blog post frameworks that work. You've gone through the lessons and saw how to construct things from start to finish. So now you have all the different pieces to the puzzle, and this is the time to put them together. So I'm going to tell you exactly what to do for the next 30 days to help you achieve certain outcomes. So what are some of the outcomes we're trying to achieve? A, we're trying to get you to just consistently publish your work, period. I want you to come out of the gates as hot as possible and have a catalog of work that's gonna help you build in the future. B, we wanna get you into some publications so that you can start building your audience. And I'm gonna teach you a strategy to show you how to do that in a little bit. C, I want you in the process of generating ideas constantly so that you have a well of ideas that you can use moving forward. So after this, you are going to have an abundance of different ideas that you've come up with for articles. D, we're gonna have you engaging and promoting on Medium on a daily basis so that you're getting more familiar with the platform, so that you're getting engaged, so that you're doing everything that you should be doing to get yourself in front of the right people, right? So let's talk about what I want you to do through each phase. So before I show you what to do week to week, I want you to set a couple of objectives that you're gonna be able to stick to beforehand to ensure your success. Now, what are some of these things that I would like you to choose? One objective is that I want you to choose an article quota for the next month that you can stick to. So I would recommend writing anywhere from 2 to 3 articles a week. If you really are struggling or you're someone who thinks that they don't have a lot of time to write, then you could put it down to 1 to 2 articles a week. But 2 to 3 articles is gonna be that sweet spot. So choose your objective, choose a goal for how many articles you're gonna write a week, and then choose a goal for how many articles you're gonna write a month. And then I'll create a document where you can go in and fill some of these items out yourself as well. The next thing I want you to do is commit to this practice of generating ideas every single day. So at the beginning of your writing session, you are going to write down 10 headline ideas every single day for the next 30 days. This one is not negotiable. You need to get in the habit of writing your own ideas. I've provided the headline vault that you can use to get ideas for templates and things you can fill in with your own ideas and content from your own niche. So you have to write down 10 ideas per day. The next thing I want you to do is to choose a time block for you to go through the entire process of what it takes to write an article. So choose a time that you're going to write every single day. Choose a length of time that you're going to spend either writing or editing to help you reach your quota for the articles that you want to publish per week and per month. So think about these things when it comes to structuring your day. You're going to need that time to write 10 headlines every morning. This usually, or not morning, whenever you decide to write. This usually takes anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes. You're going to have some time where you're going to be mind mapping out your articles. You're going to have time where you're going to be writing, or you're going to have time where you're going to be editing. So choose a time block for you to be able to meet those goals and be consistent with it. This is something that's going to be non-negotiable. This is going to have to be a period where you do something for 30 days straight to the point where you're actually getting some traction. So choose all of those metrics, and I'll make sure to have that written down in the document as well. Oh, and one last thing, make sure that you are choosing an engagement metric or an engagement strategy that you are going to incorporate into your daily routine. So that could be, I'm going to write and clap for one article every single day. I'm going to write and clap for 3 articles every single day. I'm going to do the 2-cent strategy and comment on someone's article every single day. I'm going to follow X amount of people every single day. So refer back to the section on promotion and engagement strategies on Medium and choose something that you're going to stick with in terms of an engagement thing that you're going to do every day. So every single day, you're going to be generating 10 ideas a day. You are going to be either writing or editing every single day. You are going to be doing some sort of promotion or engagement on Medium every single day. And you're going to try to meet that quota. So by the end of all this, you're going to have a bunch of different ideas that you've come up with, and you're going to have articles published, and you're going to be well on your way to success on Medium. Now let's talk about some week by week specifics. So for week 1, what I want you to do is nothing more than get your articles out, published to your feed without even taking the time to try to put it into any publications. I just want you to get your feet wet and get your articles out there. Now, during this week, when you put your articles out there, if you don't put them into publications, you're probably not going to get a lot of views on them. But what you can do is when we go into the future weeks, some of these publications are going to ask you for writing samples. So these articles that you're going to put together this week are going to be writing samples that you can use to get into publications in the future. So during week 1, I want you doing nothing more but focusing on getting words on the page. Get your articles out. Doesn't matter how many views they get. Doesn't matter if they get 0 views. It just matters that you put the article out and hit publish. So that's what I want you to do for week 1. Meet your article quota. Okay, so for week 2, I want you to meet your article quota. Make sure you're going through your daily routine. Do your Medium engagement as well. But this is now the time where you're going to try to submit to publications. So if you refer back to the publication lesson, there is a publication black book that is going to show you different publications based on niche, based on difficulty level, and will show you direct links to the submission guidelines. So what I want you to do for this week is I want you to try to get into at least 1 publication. Now, the way to think about publications is that when you submit your article to 1 publication, you're going to have to wait until that publication either accepts it or rejects it. You can't put it into 3 different ones at the same time. So at minimum, try to get into 1 publication. If you can get into more, that's great, but try to get into 1 publication by your 2nd week. Another thing that I want you to work on during your 2nd week is to go and refer back to the bag of tricks section, and I want you to pick 1 writing technique, 1 trick that you are going to try in every single one of your articles. I want you to hammer home 1 of those techniques and try to add it into your repertoire for the entire week. So if you write 3 posts, maybe you use the same exact intro format for those same 3 posts. Maybe you use the three nod technique. Maybe you use the problem agitation solution formula, but try to hammer in that technique so it's ingrained to your brain. And then in the future, you can go beyond and get a little bit more advanced. But when you kind of follow these formulas and follow these strategies, then you're going to have that bandwidth to do more in the future. So for week 2, you meet your article quota, you do your routine, you do your engagement, you try to get into at least one publication, and you try to do one item from the bag of tricks. Okay, in week three, you're going to do everything that you did in week two, but now you're going to try to broaden your horizons, and you are going to try to add another publication. Maybe you add two publications, and then you're also going to try to add 2 to 3 tricks from the bag of tricks handbook and add them to the one that you were already doing well, okay? So you're gonna continue to expand things a little bit more. You're gonna take a technique and really focus on hammering it in. You're gonna broaden your reach, you're gonna get into publications, and then you're still going to do some of the same things that we've been doing before to build a foundation. So by the time you're done with week three, you should be in at least 2 publications. You're gonna aim for probably the low to medium publications depending on your writing experience already. And then you're going to have a few tricks under your belt, and then you're going to be promoting and engaging with different people so that at this point you actually have a bit of a catalog going, you are starting to form relationships, and you might even be seeing a little success in terms of views. Then by week 4, what I want you to do is much of the same, but I want you to focus on continuing to ladder up. I want you to get to the point where you are in 3 total publications, and I want you to get to the point where you have tried at least all of the items in the bag of tricks module at least one time. Just try to slip it into your writing. So you're gonna meet your quota, you're gonna continue with the same strategy, you're going to have your 3rd publication under your belt, you are going to have all the tricks under your belt to have at least tried them. And then another thing that I want you to, and then after you've done those things, what I want you to do is think about where you wanna go next. And by the end of this week, I want you to look at your progress and record all the metrics and everything that you had down by the end of week 4 or by the end of the 30-day period. So I want you to look at the revenue that you made in that 30-day period. I want you to look at the stats that you got in that 30-day period. I want you to look at which publications you got into in that 30-day period. I want you to look at the quota you made for that 30-day period. I want you to look at all the progress you've made. And now you're gonna use that as a barometer for your future. So this is gonna be your baseline so that when you continue to kind of continue working with me when we're doing group coaching calls, or if you're one of my one-on-one students, we're gonna have a baseline for you to work from so we can move forward in the future. So I wanna put everything that we just talked about is gonna go into a document that you can look at to follow the roadmap. And these are gonna be the things that you're gonna use for the first 30 days on Medium to get you started and to get you moving forward.